During the month of May, we have been placing emphasis upon the local work of the congregation. After having emphasized our work with the Fried Hardeman students in the month of April. This morning, our lesson is entitled, Reach Out and Touch Someone. I think it is extremely important for us to think of the church as the family of God. It's called the family in Ephesians 3:15. The fourth chapter of Ephesians gives a rather detailed discussion of how all the members of the family are to be interested in each other and to encourage one another and to help one another. 1 Corinthians 12 talks about that and how each member is important and each one is to encourage the other. The lessons that we're talking about this month are aimed at helping us to appreciate one another a little more and to encourage one another a bit more in the local work of the congregation. As you would imagine, when we're talking about reaching out to touch someone, we're talking about telephone. In 1 Corinthians 9:22, Paul said, I have made myself all things to all men that I might by all means win some. Can you imagine what Paul could have done if he had had the means available to use a phone like this? Remember when he wrote a letter and sent it to a congregation and then asked them to get information to someone just to bring the cloak and the parchments and the books? If you and I wanted something like that today, we'd pick up the phone and in a matter of a few seconds we would have told someone what we want and perhaps in a matter of a few minutes would have it delivered. Think about all the greetings that Paul sent. Where he wrote a letter, and it may have been weeks, maybe sometimes more than that, before those greetings that he sent would get to the people to whom they were directed. And yet the other night, in a matter of about 10 minutes, I talked to all four of our children in Nashville, my dad and mother and my sister. Think about what Paul would have had and the encouragement that he would have had if he could have had people calling him from Macedonia. Corinth and Philippi and places like that, just to see how he was doing and to encourage him in the work of the Lord. No doubt it would have been amazing to have known what he would have accomplished and how he would have used a gadget that you and I take for granted. This is one of the greatest friends that I have in the work of the church. This is just one gadget. It's just one invention. We have so many other inventions in the area of technology that we take for granted that perhaps it would be hard for us to list them all. But in my work with the church and with people, the telephone has come to be one of the greatest friends that I have. This morning when I picked this one up to bring it down, Judy said, I'm going to call you while you're in service. There's an on-off button on here. She couldn't. I want to talk to you for a few minutes this morning about a very practical lesson, suggest some ways that I believe we can all help each other. The telephone is an important tool in our businesses. How would you like to conduct your business this week if you did not have the phone? It's important in our families. As I said, I had an opportunity to talk with all my immediate family in a matter of just a few minutes. It's important in the community, and folks, it's important in the work of the church. I realize that the telephone is abused. In fact, sometimes I've been on the other end of it when abuse was used. I got a call the other morning about 1:30 in the morning from a young man who claimed to be a student at Fried Hardeman. I rather doubt it now. Before long, the conversation got to the point that language was being used and suggestions made that were not appropriate, and I finally just hung up. I remember getting a call one time at 3:30 in the morning when I answered the phone about half awake. Somebody said, did you get your cows out of my garden? I'm not too interested in getting calls like that. I know the phone is abused. I know we all can abuse it. But it's amazing how it can be used. In the first place, in the work of the church, we can use the phone as well as anything I know to impart knowledge and information. And it goes in both directions. It's important for a congregation to be informed. I do not believe that there can be a successful local work unless the people are informed. informed about the goals, informed about the programs of work, but informed about the day-to-day happenings. That's one of the reasons that we have other tools like the bulletin, and yet when you get the bulletin, it's almost a week old, 4 or 5 days at least from the time it's put together in the office until it's in your house. But think about the information that you can get from dialing TEL. For you visitors, TEL is the way we spell the word of the last four numbers of our information line here, a direct line that comes into the building and does nothing more than a little simple answering machine. We try to keep that updated so that 24 hours a day, when you want to know what's going on, you can pick up the phone and dial TEL. If there's information concerning sick or there's been a death in the families, something like that, it's usually on just as quickly as we can get the information there. You get ready to go to bed at night, you might pick up the phone and dial TEL, or you get up in the morning, pick it up and dial it. Sometimes it's even changed during the night if there's information that is vital enough. A tangent to this is the fact that our local funeral homes now have a number, 7070, that's an obituary line. And I usually dial that before I go to bed at night or when I get up in the morning, especially in the morning, to see if something's happened during the night. You see, it may already be on that line, and I have the information. What I'm saying is we can use the phone to get information out to you, and if you really want to know who's sick and what's happened, usually the up-to-date information will be there just as soon as it's reasonably possible for us to get it on. This can be helpful. But this imparting of information has to come in the other direction if it's going to go in that direction. I cannot put something on that line if I don't know about it. And so it's important for information to come to us. Let me show you what can happen. Two things. Suppose tonight at 8 o'clock, about an hour, a little over after our evening service is over, somebody dies. Maybe somebody that's related to one of our families here. It'll be Wednesday night before we're back in services again. A person could die sometime tonight and be buried before we can make an announcement in the public assembly. But in a matter of 5 minutes, we can have the information on TEL, and sometimes even before we know the details, we'll go ahead and put the fact that has happened and then add the details later, if we have the information. Another thing that happens sometimes is that someone's taken to the hospital, and for 3 days, nobody lets us know, and then 3 days later, we hear it, get in the car and take off to Jackson General and get to Jackson General, and that person who was admitted 3 days ago has been dismissed that morning. You see how much a telephone call could help? Imparting information is so important. I remember an occasion a few years ago when a man was found dead at his house, and it just happened that Judy was working at the place, or was at the place where this man's wife was working, where his daughter was working. When they called or came to let them know about the situation, Judy got the information, picked up the phone, called me at the office, and I was at the house before the wife and daughter got there. I remember another occasion where a neighbor to a family called me and said, "Brother Flatt, they've just backed in with the ambulance over at this house, and they're loading him into the ambulance, and evidently he's really sick." I was standing at the emergency room waiting on the ambulance and the family when they got there. This was a very traumatic situation. It was a place where I needed to be with the family. If I had not had that information, a lot of things could have happened, but I was at the emergency room before the ambulance was because somebody picked up the phone and I was close enough that I could be there first. You see, just one telephone call helped me to be where I could do something to help that family. Imparting information is worth so much. And sometimes if we don't have that information, it affects the work of the church in a negative way. Another woman comes to mind that was a member of a congregation where I used to work. She was one who would get her feelings hurt, especially if everything was not done just like she wanted it to be done. One day, fella said to me, "She's mad at you." I said, "Why?" "Her husband's been in the hospital 3 days and you haven't been to see him." That's the first I'd heard about it. So I took off to the hospital. But I made up my mind I'd beat her to the punch. And when I opened the door to go into the room, she was looking right at me, and before she had time to say a word, I said, "I'm upset at you."